Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today's mini edit is about less choice. I published a post on Substack on March 26th after finding myself completely overwhelmed in the allergy medication aisle at the drugstore. In that moment, I felt a little doomed about the state of consumer culture, but then I realized that I also have been working on curating my choices. And so I decided to write about it. This post really resonated with people, so I wanted to share it here since it is very much in the Edit Your Life realm. And also, it's very relevant to the Closet Micro Goals mini edit I recently shared. Having less to look at just makes my life so much calmer and easier. And also, so we can all feel some collective solidarity, I wanted to share some of the public comments from the Substack post and on Instagram when I shared about it. One person simply wrote, "I've been thinking about this so much. Thank you." Another, "Yes, more, not always better. I'm constantly removing choice from my life to have enough energy for choices that matter." "Do you read minds? My 3-year-old had a meltdown this morning over choices, and I told him it stressed mom out too." "Me, I hate choice. I've become obsessed with the Instagram accounts that are like American woman living in Norway and their posts about coming back to the US for a visit and seeing our too many choices in a disgusted light." One reader had some targeted recommendations. "Even less curation. Order your groceries online. Search for exactly what you want from your keyboard. Pick up or have delivered. Boom. Also, comparison shop online before going to a store so you know what you're looking for. Certain websites like REI allow you to choose different things, for example, shoes, and compare them. Cut down your clothes, jewelry, toiletries, etc. to only your favorites." Another mentioned the food realm. "I hear you on the overwhelm. With food sensitivities to dairy, gluten, and nightshades, the biggest relief is knowing there are only a few items on a menu, let alone restaurants or cuisines I can eat. And I haven't been inside a Costco for years for similar reasons. Thank God for Instacart." And this last comment I'm going to share just made me laugh out loud. "We gave Costco a try and absolutely hated it. Every visit was like going to Disney World or something, completely overwhelming. I realized my ideal would be to walk into an old mercantile like on Little House on the Prairie and just tell the grocery what I needed, 5 pounds of flour and a bag of nails. I love it so much." We'll be right back. Did you know that hyaluronic acid naturally occurs in our skin but decreases gradually as we age, leading to thinner, drier skin? If you're looking for support hydrating your skin from the inside out, check out one of the tools in my hydration arsenal, Rituals Hyacera, which I take every morning. Rituals products are tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals, and Hyacera is clinically proven to reduce fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. They also engage in industry-leading sustainability standards and are a female-founded B Corp, which means they hold themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of people and our planet. Want to join me in hydrating from the inside out? Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/edit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/edit for 25% off. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you struggle with boundaries and the general complexities of peopling? Relationships are necessary to our well-being, and some relationships are just, well, complicated. A good chunk of the work I have done in therapy centers on relationships, how to own my part of the story, how to let go of relationships that are toxic, and how to navigate challenging relationships in a way that doesn't drain me. And all of this work helps me show up better for myself and also as a partner, mom, friend, family member, and business owner. If you're thinking of starting therapy, check out BetterHelp. This online therapy platform was designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/edit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/edit. Here's the essay I shared on Substack. I am tough as nails in many aspects of life. I've come out the other side of adversity on repeat, without bitterness and with a forward-facing lens. When faced with complex and/or urgent work situations, I mean it when I cheerfully tell my clients, "Nothing is impossible, let's do this." I have a level of put your head down and power through that is the only explanation for how someone like me, who struggles with auditory information retention and reading dense material and thus needs to exert a multiplicative amount of effort to compensate, could tolerate studying full-time for 8 weeks to prepare for a 4-hour comprehensive exam on human perception and cognition, yes, the whole system including all of the freaking senses, and pass the exam on my way to completing a PhD in brain behavior and cognitive science in 4 years. But hand me a menu that is more than a couple of pages, or stand me in a giant grocery store with 30 types of detergent, and I pretty much want to stab a fork in my eye. And the stakes feel so much higher and the decision fatigue greater when I'm looking for something that impacts the wellness of one of my kids, as I was doing at Rite Aid this past weekend. I was determined not to let the aisle of allergy medicines get the best of me, and yet there was just so much to process and compare. Active ingredients, length of promised relief, size of pills, number of pills per box, price per unit cost comparison, original versus drugstore dupes, formulas with additional benefits, yes please to the nasal decongestant add-on. I got in a lot of steps and squats as I kept going back and forth across the aisle, up and down amidst the shelves, trying to hold multiple variables in my head. Hand me the freaking fork already. This experience got me thinking about whether it's possible to curate one's world with less choice in this very commercial world in which we live. The initial prospect seemed grim, but I realized that I have found some ways to curate a life with less choice, and I thought it would be useful to share them for fellow members of Team Overwhelmed. First, grocery shopping. Going to a giant grocery store is the most time-efficient option in theory, but giant grocery stores are my worst nightmare. And they aren't even that time efficient for me because I end up tracking back and forth across aisles looking for what I need. Over the years, I've reframed my thinking about availability. I mean, would I love it if Trader Joe's carried parchment paper? Yes. But TJ's is great at so many other things that I value, and I love that the store is small, and that for any given item, you have a couple of options to choose from, not 30. So I've embraced a multiple stop specialty approach, which includes Trader Joe's as my primary store, Whole Foods for specific items like their 365 oat milk, and Asian markets when I need Asian groceries. Second, eating out. I don't have data on this, but it seems like a reasonable hypothesis that eating at establishments with small menus likely goes hand in hand with supporting a small independent eatery versus a mega chain with a menu so massive it needs a table of contents. I have the great privilege of living in a city with many independent eateries, so unless I'm traveling in a less populated area with fewer options and I'm starving, I'm always going to roll small when it comes to eating out. Third, retail. I no longer can handle places like department stores or giant retail stores of any kind. Kind of like eating out, if possible, I'll shop small, local is an added bonus, and I adore stores that offer curated picks to further direct my attention, like when you go to a bookstore and the shelves are peppered with handwritten staff pick cards. Four, recipes. Back in the fall, I did a huge lightning declutter, including my cookbooks, and I'm thinking about decluttering my remaining cookbooks again because really, my holy grail is my recipe binder. I'm at a point where I might just go through my remaining cookbooks and photocopy my favorites to insert into my binder and donate the books. Also, after making what I think is the best chocolate cake ever for Violet's birthday, I'm planning on getting further micro in my binder. In cases like the chocolate cake, where I identify a spectacular recipe, I will get rid of all the other less spectacular options, making it easier for me to find what I need. And finally, online shopping at big places. I still rely on modern conveniences like Amazon and Chewy online, and as long as the items I usually purchase are doing their job and are reasonably priced, instead of combing endlessly through options, which is how I used to roll because I was very bound up in needing to see all of the options to find the quote-unquote best one, I'm all about just shopping for my order history to make my life easier and less overwhelming. This approach isn't about me limiting my view of the world, it's about leaning into a less overwhelmed life through choice curation, which allows me the space to be curious and explore in other areas that delight me. Does this resonate? Where else do you look for curation? I hope this was helpful, and if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at @edityourlifeshow. Thanks for listening.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.